Over the last 30 years, nothing precise about this time frame, radicals in the United States have worked tirelessly and relentlessly to change the society in a manner consistent with their own agenda. The method to doing so is not secret. In fact, it is transparently clear. The first goal is to create an electoral map that will guarantee the election of left-wing presidents. To accomplish this goal, one state in particular has to change from red to blue, Texas. On its face, this project seems impossible. Texas, as Governor Perry has noted, is crimson red and will stay that way. But suppose the electorate expands by registering new voters, particularly illegals who could be granted amnesty through recent immigration proposals, and unregistered voters. As Senator Ted Cruz has noted, if that happens, no Republican will ever again win the White House. Conservative spokeswoman Anita Moncrief contends, if they go for amnesty, we will find ourselves doing a post-mortem over the GOP's suicide. Should Texas become a reliable blue state, its 38 electoral votes will virtually guarantee a Democratic president into the distant future. The second goal is to develop dependency on government assistance for a majority of Americans. With close to 50 million people on food stamps, 45 million on Medicaid, 35 million in Section 8 housing, and 52 million receiving welfare assistance, an America that was once based on self-reliance and personal liberty is disappearing in plain sight. This dependency comes with the potential for enslavement, since one will need Big Brother for every one of the essentials of life. The third goal is the reformulation of American voting trends through the mobilization of minority voters. It is instructive that in the 2012 election, President Obama obtained support from only 39% of white voters, less than former Democratic nominee Michael Dukakis received in 1988, a year when he was trounced by George Herbert Walker Bush. President Obama won by carrying 93% of African American votes, 71% of Latino voters, 73% of Asian voters. Here is the new formulation of presidential victory: appeal to minorities through a divide and conquer strategy. Moreover, this is merely the beginning. By mid-century, whites in the United States will be a distinct minority. Presumably, minority opinion and attitudes could shift. The nation has a history of electoral movements in unpredictable directions. At the moment, however, history appears to be moving in a leftward direction with little change in sight. Of course, only time will tell if this radical strategy will work. The eyes of Texas are upon you goes the popular verse, but it would be just as apt to say the eyes of America should be on Texas. This is America's electoral weather vane. Should the radical tactics yield a victory in that state, any hope of retaining the traditions associated with America's democratic republic will be lost. It is remarkable that conservatives do not get it. They are in the wilderness of false hope and gnashing of teeth as the radical blunderbuss flares forward. Wake up, America. Your future is at stake.